Welcome to the Podcast Project, a podcast devoted to motivate you, inspire you, and to transform you from who you are today to the person you'd like to become tomorrow. Join us each and every Friday as we come out with a brand new, no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point episode. My name is Byron Pringle, and the podcast starts now. Welcome to the Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 12, Network Equals Net Worth. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to say that I really enjoyed piecing together our new introduction. It's just a simple way to let our new audience know who we are, what we're about, and kind of give them an idea when they can stream new episodes, which are every Friday, either through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you stream this episode from. So today we are going to focus on the people we choose to associate with and the effects that these selected associates could have on us. So obviously, you chose to listen to this podcast because you want to grow and become more successful. You want to take on new challenges, possibly, or maybe you just want to improve your character. But what do you do if you feel that there are other people in your lives currently that are holding you back from your full potential? What if it's someone you're close to? And about 90% of the time, it usually is maybe like a spouse, a family member, or a close friend that's just negative, or whoever it is, and all you want to do is grow, but it just seems impossible when you have these people in your life. And I want to tell you, there are two different categories that we will be going over here on the podcast episode. Number one, there are negative influences. And number two, there are positive influences. Again, we have negative influences, which are usually negative people, and we have positive influences, which are usually from positive people that we have in our life. Who you choose to spend time with is who you will become. Let me say that again. Who you choose to spend time with is who you will become. Now, there was a study that was conducted, and I found online, and it states that the top five people you choose to associate with, you will become the average of. So let's take a moment and really think about that. Who are the top five people you choose to interact with, the five people that you talk to, the five people you hang out with the most? So the other day, which ironically, my girlfriend and I, we were talking about MySpace, and it's crazy to think how long ago that was. And I don't even think MySpace is a thing anymore. Correct me if I'm wrong. But for those who do remember MySpace, do you remember where you could rank your friends as their top five? If you had that with the people you choose to spend your time with, who would be in your top five? What are they doing to push you in becoming the best possible version of you? Or are they holding you back? Or keeping you where you are today? So with negative influences, there are two separate categories within the negative influence sector. Number one are the people you need to disassociate with. And number two are the people you should have limited association with. So if your so-called friends are always bringing you down, or talking down to you, or are trying to make life-changing choices that just doesn't align with your mission, your life, and what you're trying to pursue, then screw them. These are the people that you just need to disassociate with. Anyways, you don't owe them anything to keep them around because they're just going to drag you down. If there is anyone who is popping your head when we're talking about this, then you know you need to disassociate with them. If you're trying to press on and you can't afford the dead weight, and the people who are going to drag you down will continue to drag you down. Now, to tell you a quick story, before I started my podcast, I had someone that I thought we were very close, but she just made fun of the idea, calling it a waste of time, and I would just fail at it. I then immediately said, enough is enough. I ended up cutting her out of my life. We don't need, and we can't afford, having negative people in our lives. How people are always complaining on how horrible, you know, the present is, or, you know, how horrible their spouse is, or how crappy society is. You know, there are people in our life we just need to disassociate with, and we know who they are. We don't need to say it, but we know who they are. So just get rid of them, and let's go ahead and move past, because they're not going to do us any good. Now, the second group under the negative influences are the limited association. Now, some of these people might be family members or old friends, but just because you have a past with these people don't mean they should have any kind of control of your future. So, to recap, we have number one, people who we need to disassociate with. People who don't need to see, we don't need to see them again. Number two, we have people who we should have limited association with, maybe a couple times a year or whatever that might look like for you. These could be old friends that you might have hung out with years ago, every single night type of thing, but now you're going to do like maybe 5 to 10 minute conversations every week. But, you know, just think about it. If you can think of anyone in your life that might fit into this negative influence sector, which part would they be placed? And now, again, if they are not providing what you need to have to grow in your life, or they're dragging you down or constantly negative, then find a place for them in that sector, because you cannot grow as an individual if you continue to have these people constantly polluting your life mission. Okay, so now that we've talked about the negative, let's go ahead and shift gears and talk about the positive people in our lives. So with this, we have three different parts. So number one are the expanded associations. These are the people you need to hang out more. You look at them and you say, hey, yes, this person is where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years or whenever that might look like. These are the people you need to make plans with, rather if it's over dinner, coffee, whatever that might look, but you need to make time for these people. These are the people you want to hang around more. They will get you from where you are from point A. They will guide you to point B, where you want to go or where you want to end up. All right, so that's number one. Number two is the accountability partner. This is someone who will challenge you and will keep you on track. This is very important, okay? This person is kind of like a workout partner. You know their goals and they know all of your goals, and they will continue to push you, to motivate you, to challenge you. You need to find a accountability partner who you will talk to almost daily, maybe a couple times out of the week. This person will try to keep you on track. My advice, don't use a parent or a spouse on this. Like, you need someone that will call you out for your BS and will not allow you to slack. You need this accountability partner that will say, hey, time to get up. Let's go. No excuses, etc. So let's recap. So we have a expanded associations. We have an accountability partner. And the next one is a mentor. There are a lot of options out there to find a good mentor. There are also mentors that are actually free, that you don't have to pay. Yeah, so you can pay someone to be your mentor, but find someone who is where you want to be in 5 years from now, or 10 years, or however that looks. This person should already have sound connections that can offer resources and that can provide you with what you need to become successful in whatever that might be. The reason why it's important to have a good mentor is that they will shorten the learning curve by a lot. These are the people that have been in the business for 10, 15 plus years, and they are just simply much further than you are in whatever capacity that might look like. So if you look at it It might have taken them 10 years to accomplish this goal, but with them as your mentor, that should shorten the learning curve and you should have accomplished half the time, 4 or 5 years. Why? Because your mentor has been there. They've done the groundwork. They understand and have been through what you are planning on doing. So they also have the sound connections. They know the people. They have the advice. They can lead you, guide you, and yes, most importantly, motivate you. This is why it's so important to have a mentor and to understand the advantages of having one. Remember this, my friends. Who you choose to spend time with is who you will become. Your network will become your net worth because of your top 5 MySpace, I'm throwing the quotes in the air, MySpace friends, you will become the average of. One last recap on today's episode, and my thing is I enjoy doing recaps here. So one last thing here, we talked about 2 sectors, the negative influences and the positive influences. Under the negative influence sector, there are 2 categories. These are the people that you need to disassociate with altogether, and then there are the people with limited association that you just need to limit your time. Again, these could be friends or even family members too. If they're on a different path or they're negative, you can see them once or twice a year, but they will not have that much of an impact on you in terms of that. So under the positive influence sector, we have 3 categories. The expanded associations, these are the people you need to spend more time with. The accountability partner, a person who will hold you accountable and keep you in check. Then finally, you have a mentor. I feel the last one is probably the most important one. Find someone who is older, that has the experience, and has the know-hows and the ins and outs of wherever you want to end up. So that is what I have. So before I go, I'd like to say most of the material here on the episode that I presented, it comes from a fantastic book that I'm reading called The Compound Effect. You can go to Barnes & Noble or you can go online and read it, but I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's going to kind of open your eyes and kind of see the people that you have around you ultimately has the most effect of you. So I really do encourage each and every one of you to go out and pick up a copy. It's an absolutely great read. And if you got any value out of today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love. And I'm going to leave you today at the end of this episode, like I do with every episode, to make it your mission to be an inspiration in someone's life. I appreciate you guys, and I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.